Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
Well, hello there, and welcome to another edition of Focus on Community. I'm Frank Rush. Good to have you along. By the way, if you missed any part of today's program, it's really easy to listen back to it again. We have it on our website right now. You can download it, or you can stream it right off the website. It's there for you as a podcast. Just look for Focus on Community. Our guest this week is Rob Hayworth, who is the superintendent of Vigo County Schools. How you doing?
Frank, doing very well. You know, we're in our last couple of weeks of this school year, and we're excited that we're able to bring this year to a conclusion that looks very, very similar to school years in the past. There will be graduations on time with parents being able to attend, family members being able to attend. So just excited about that opportunity.
It has certainly been more than a trying year, that is for sure. Do you see the fall kind of, I don't know, whatever normal is, but do you see us back to normal in the fall?
Yeah, I do. I'm very optimistic that our school year, we will return much the same way that we started the 1920 year. I'm sure there will be situations involving the pandemic that we'll have to work through. You know, you have a faculty member, let's say, that is in a situation where they're have a health risk. And so maybe students are not wearing masks full time, but maybe in trying to protect that faculty member, they have masks on them. They put those masks on, just trying to protect everybody in that classroom. But it's our hope that when we return, it looks much like that start, not the finish, but the start of that 1920 school year, which we would all say was a normal start to the school year.
You know, you've got a couple of masters to serve because you've got the health department and what they're saying to do with masks. And of course, that's changed. And you try to adhere to those rules, too. But then you've also got the parents who may or may not see the value of masking and all that. I mean, I got to think it's been a pretty hard year for you trying to balance what the parents want for their kids and what the health officials want.
Yeah, it does tug and it does pull in a number of different directions. What I would say, Frank, is we have stayed laser focused. How do we protect our children? And how do we protect them in an unknown environment? And so we're always going to, our default will be, how do we protect our students? And second, you know, 1A is, how do we protect our staff? And so every decision that we have tried to make, and some that I think were great decisions, others we scratch our head on and say, why in the world did we do that? And there was probably some data that caused us to move in that decision when we made it at the time. But our team has done an excellent job. I take my hat off to Dr. Tom Bolotevich in Student Services, who is really our chief navigator throughout this process, really helping us track what the health department was saying, what kind of guidance we were getting from the state and federal level, and then really digging into our data with a task force that we had created back in the 2019-20 school year. So I'm sure disagreement in a number of different ways with some of the decisions that we've made, but I think our end result in terms of COVID health-related issues, I think we've come through and would call our attempts successful and give them high marks for those attempts.
Hey, at least you admit that you're right there in the same boat with the rest of us, and you sit back and scratch your head and go, "What did we do that for?"
Yeah.
And I think we're all in that boat.
Yeah, probably the thing that we started noticing, you know, everybody was scrambling to end the 1920 school year. But then when we got into the 2021, it was not only, Frank, the issues of COVID and the health scare that it put in front of us. It was also the mental health aspect of not being in school. and probably undervalued that to begin with because we were focused on the pandemic. But very quickly into the 2021 school year, it became just as important as how we were going to deal with COVID. And I think we'll continue to see the results of that health and wellness piece even echo beyond this school year.
One of the things that you're going to have to deal with, and it's coming up here fairly quick, is after summer break is over with. And you're going to be starting the fall of the next school year with a few less schools than what you've got in session right now.
Yeah, we have, if people will recall, we set out a path to try to right-size our district. And what I mean by right-size, you have X amount of students, you have X amount of buildings, and from a board perspective, from a leadership perspective, too few students, too many buildings. So last year, we closed a building, the McLean High School, which really served a population of alternative learners. At the end of this year, it starts to hit our elementaries. We'll be closing two, Deming Elementary and West Vigo Elementary. And then our strategic plan says that at the end of this upcoming school year, we'll close a third. And I do believe it would be my recommendation that the board move forward with their plan to right-size the district. So, yeah, we'll be two less elementary schools when we start school in the fall.
So how is that really working? Because you're not real, I mean, you're closing schools, but you're not getting rid of buildings. You're repurposing some buildings to do other things. I don't believe you're actually going in and firing teachers. I mean, maybe you're going to get some natural attrition from those retiring. I mean, how are we actually saving money here? Because it's kind of hard to figure out without going through your books and the calculator how that's working out.
Yeah, so probably a great example is McLean High School, in which we repurposed that high school. We shifted the educational resources to Booker T. Washington, which sits on the Terre Haute South campus. And we recently moved our Covered Bridge Special Ed Co-op, their offices, into that vacant space. And really the savings there, for over 30 years, the Covered Bridge Co-op was renting a facility. And so now we no longer have to pay the rent into that facility. They're brought into a building. It's much cheaper, much more operational savings. And it's also headquartered where our IT is headquartered. So that's an example of some operational savings. You know, another great example is here downtown. Our office, highly publicized, we were able to sell our office for $3 million with the understanding that we'll be out by the end of this September, and we will move our building, our offices, into West Vigo Elementary School. So we do have some repurposing of buildings that will be taking place, and we believe it saves us dollars on the operational side. I think you cannot discount the amount of turnover that a school district this size has. And so when we're able to close those buildings, as the elementaries are a great example, we have enough retirements and resignations at the elementary level that we're able to absorb those. So last year, in just the McLean closing in and of itself, we were able to absorb 20 positions within the district. So even though we're repurposing those buildings, we're trying to do so in such a way that it does not add to our operational cost and then makes our elementary schools more efficient. So an elementary school that is about 400 to 500 students, if you look at it from an operational standpoint, you're really getting the value out of your principal, your secretary, your SPO, those other people that make school happen. And here's the thing that I'm proud of. If you start looking at our class sizes, some have maybe tweaked up a student or two, but we're trying to stay true to that. Understanding of smaller class sizes makes parents happy and improves the learning outcomes. But what that also shows us is, you know, we have some elementaries still out there that are well below that 300 mark in terms of number of students in their buildings. So we do believe there's some savings there.
I could probably keep you on here for most of the day, but I still want to get through several topics. But I did want to hit on one thing real quick that you were talking about, and that is attrition and the closings of schools. So do we not have, I mean, I realize every teacher brings their own special skill set to the classroom, but do we now not have as big a problem with the teacher shortage because we're reducing, we're right-sizing, so we don't need as many staff, so is the pressure not as great for teachers here?
Yeah, I wish I could say there was a perfect formula for that, Frank. In some areas, you're exactly right. That's been a great assist for us. There are some key areas that even in the processes that we've undertaken, it's hard to match up, you know, in the areas of special education, maybe in the areas of math and science. So I would like to say, boy, those always line up one for one, you know, one person leaving us. Boy, we have something ready for students to slide into. But it really in those three areas are still critical for us.
Vigo County Schools Corporation Superintendent Rob Hayworth, our guest this week. We had so many things to talk about. We will have part two coming up for you next week. We'll talk about enrollment in the schools and also about the plans for the three high schools in Vigo County. That comes up on part two next week. If you'd like to hear either part of these shows, part one or part two, we'll of course have them posted for you on our website as a podcast. That's it for this week. We'll see you next weekend. I'm Frank Rush.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.